Ellen White's shortest testimony arrives. 10 minutes before the meeting was to open, a Western Union messenger came to the door and inquired, "Is Mr. Campbell here?" Campbell said, "Yes," and reached out for the telegram addressed to him. Opening it, he found this message. Signed, Ellen G. White. It was a testimony, her shortest testimony ever. Opening their Bibles to the reference given, they read, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God." Elder Campbell reported. That settled the question. That was a communication from Sister White that we needed right at that moment. God knew we were holding that meeting, and that we had a group of scared men, and that we needed help from Him, and so He gave us the message that came straight to us in the nick of time. It sounded pretty good to us. Ibid. 14:15. In spite of the fact that every conceivable step was taken by the opposition to block the work of reorganization, the meeting was conducted successfully and adjourned somewhat after 11 p.m. Elder Campbell read again at that meeting Ellen White's counsel to safeguard the tabernacle.
It carried great weight with the congregation. G. W. Ahmad on to WCW, March 15, 1907.
The next morning George Amadon wrote to W.C. White at Elmshaven. "With much joy I hastily pen you a few lines. Many thanks for the telegram. How appropriate was the scripture. Well, the church held the adjourned meeting last evening. It was 11:30 before we got home. There was a persistent and unreasonable opposition to every step taken, Ibid. Amadon reported that 3/4 of the congregation voted for the articles and bylaws. The Lord through His servant had sent warning messages. Faithful men heeding these messages had moved forward dramatically and with faith. The Battle Creek Tabernacle was saved for Seventh-day Adventists.